So the Gemara continues with the halacha of when we change some of the gezeros of being mati yirakos, alayitid yirakos, to import yirakos, things then to Eretz Yisrael, from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara continues in the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Tamatani, we learned in the Mishnah. Maseches Nedarim. Menayerek, mutar b'yirakos asada. A person who makes a neder that you can, he's not going to have any vegetables. He's allowed to eat yirakos, wild vegetables. Why? So Shem Levaya, Gemara says, because it's a different name. It's not yirakos. It's called yirakos asada. And when you add another name to it, it's a different. It's not the same thing. Says the Rav Vultik. So Shem Levaya she'enu nikra stam yerek al yerek asada. When stam yerek neder. When he said yerek, if he meant yerek asada, he would have said yerek asada. When he said yerek, he meant just stam yerek. So therefore, we include Yirakos Asada. It's a different name. It's an added name to it. It's not the same thing. And therefore, it is mutter. The neder doesn't apply. Tanya learned on the Mishnah Brisa. And other Yerek Shvias, the person who makes a neder, Yerek from Yerek Shvias, makes a neder to Aser during Shvias to eat from any vegetables. Also, after Yirakos Asada, it's also even Yirakos Asada. Why? Because since regular vegetables are not mutter and you're not available during the Shvias here. So what did you mean? You couldn't have meant Yerek because it's already Asami Shvias anyway. So you must have meant Yerek that grows in a different fields that is permitted. Says the Marfulda. Shainsor note in Meginov, Ain Motsurak Yarek Sada Shalabalayan. Kavanas anotirak yer sadhu. So in the Kiddush, a person makes a nether and says that during the year Shvias I'm asering Yarek. So then it doesn't mean Yarek Asad, regular Yarek. It means Yarek Asad. Why? Since it's also for you to plant Yarek during the year Shvias anyway, it's also anyway. So why did you make a nether of Yarek? It must have been you meant Yarek that grows wild. That grows wild in the field without cultivation. And maybe therefore, in that case, probably what you meant. Otherwise, what were you making an edda for? So you must have been that you meant Yerek Asada. So therefore, says the Mepnei Moshe, Levita ain't a Zorin and Otin of Yerekos Kuni Mitzuyah. It says nothing, there's no regular Yerek that's Mitzuyah. Elamai, Mskavin, Yerek Asada. You must have been, you meant Yerek Asada. And that's what you meant. And that's what the Nedda would apply to that. This would apply to Yerek Asada. The Mishnah would, this halacha of Yerek Asada would be considered asur. Now the halacha the Brisa brings down. All the time, and the reason is that the Brisa halacha is that Yerek does make Yerek means Yerek, not Yerek Asada, and Yerek Ashvias means more. Actually, the Rebbe loved Yerek from Chutz La'aretz. Before Rebbe made it, was matter to bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. Of the Mishahit, the Rebbe, when Rebbe was matter to bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz La'aretz, we changed that. When he was Moshe that, and he allowed that to happen. Then Shvias is the same as all the other years, because any vegetables applies to anything. It doesn't make a difference to anything you grew. Nothing you grew in the wild with Dafka Yarek does it apply. And then before you made an Isser, it would be also to bring it into a Kulun, couldn't have meant it had to be Yarek Asada. However, now that we allowed you to bring even things from Chutz La'aretz, it's there, maybe there would, maybe then Yarek would apply Yarek itself. Why? Because maybe you're allowed to bring Chutz La'aretz, there's no Din Shvias on it. So therefore, when you said Yarek, it must be, you meant Yarek, Yarek. And therefore, the luck would apply to such a case. But enough between Shavuos Yerek shall Sada or any Yerek, all would apply. The same halacha would apply. All would be considered also under the nether. Zot the Gemara another halacha. Those Bachanina Amer. Oh, Chin Kashuvos and the Tamei Tumas Ochum Shvias. We have Olson is white endives. The Mishnah discusses endives. That there are two types of endives: Yerek endives, things that grow in the field and grow wild. So when a person says Yerek Olson, what is the Kashuvos considered enough to be Matamei? Is enough during Shvias here to Matame to make to Tumas Vudul Asr, Tumas Asr. Even if you didn't have intention of eating them, since Lamaisa, there's no other significance to them. Mamela, therefore, because during the year Shvias, they're not available. Gardener, because you can't plant them. Must be only Dafka wild endives. Alushin Chashuvas, wild endives, what it must be considered Asr. Therefore, that's considered enough of a food, and therefore, it makes something that's Roy Lakabotum, makes it Asr. In other words, regularly, things are insignificant. It's not wild endives, nobody uses, there's no Chashuvas. There are two types of Olshins, as the Pnafulda. There's the regular Gina and the Olshin Asada. Olshin Gina is something that's considered food. In the year Shvias is not considered food because you can't plant them. Only then what's considered Elder, what's endives are Asr, what Olshin is Asr, only Asr. That's considered, that grows wild. That was wild mele, that's considered food. If it's considered food, by mele, it's matame tumas oakland, because now it's considered food. And it would be considered, if it's considered food, legabe shvias is considered food, legabe matame as well, but tumas oakland. So at the Gemara, how did Temachalita Rabbi? This is only said before Rabbi made halacha and said vegetables from Chutzar to Asa. Because then before it's Asir, then it has to be an Echanami that applies. Then it must be that's wild and old shem, because otherwise you can't get regular ones. But now that the Rebbe was matter to bring food from the Chutz La'aretz, then Shviyas Kishash Neshva, then Shviyas like all the rest of the year. But when you have endives, old shem, it could be endives that's food, that's Kvedim Chutz La'aretz. Maybe there's no din Tumas Oaklin because it's considered a Uklin, it's considered Tumas, then wild endives are not Tumas Oaklin because it's not eaten. In a regular Shviyas year, it's eaten. No, that's a regular time. But once Rebbe made a Takana, was matter to bring from your Chutz La'aretz, so now everyone has regular endives, so therefore no one eats wild endives. No one eats an olshin that's wild, that's osade. Therefore, that would not be mekabel tumas oichlin, because now it's not used as food anymore, because everyone has the regular olshin to eat, because you could bring it from Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to go ahead and cultivate it, you don't have to plant it in Shviyas, you could bring it in from Chutz La'aretz, and mele, therefore, the olshin osade is not going to be metame, because it's not considered food. Mishnah says you can't take out oil from that had to be burnt, or Shviyas that has to be taken from Chutz La'aretz. You can't do that. Rebbe came along and said that I said you can't remove Shviyas to Surya, but you can't do it to Chutz La'aretz, but Surya you can. Surya you could go bring it in. What's the machlokes Tanakama and Rameya Lagabe and Rebbe Lagabe din Surya? In the first Talmidim thought to say there's no machlokes Tanakama and Rebbe. They don't argue, they don't disagree. The Rebbe just said, Shviyas, you can go in and put it in a Chanami. He's explaining what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama says you can't bring it to Chutz La'aretz. So Rebbe, no, you can't bring it to Mamash Chutz La'aretz, but the Surya you can bring. Maybe that's the way he understood that the explaining of the Mishnah, the Rebbe's coming to touch up what the Tanakhama said. Eshkantani, later we found in a Braisa, it says differently. You can bring it to produce until Kaziv, until the northern part of Eretz Yisrael you can bring. After that, you can't bring it. That part of it, we said it, Kesiv is already a part that was considered a kibush at the time of Ezra, and maybe until the northern part that you can bring it to. But after you can't, if Shimon Aimer and Amana, you can bring it even to Amana, because that area as well was in Kudush in the time of Ezra. Both considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Both of you and both the Shimon agree that you can only bring it into as far as Eretz Yisrael. The question is, what? How far do you go? What's the border? One says it means the border is Kesiv. The other says the border is Amana. But beyond that, no. But Surya, for sure, you can't bring it in. So you see, you can't bring it in for Surya. It comes along, Rebbe said, you can bring it to Surya. It must be the Makhlekes. There is a Makhlekes Tanoyim. That Rebbe is not telling you, Pshat Tanakama, that you can bring it up until Surya. No. You can only bring it up to the northernmost point, either Kaziv or Amona. But Rebbe comes along and says, I disagree. It says you can even bring it to Surya. Even that you could bring it to. Even that part you could go and bring it to. That's the way the Marfulda and Pemosha learned the Gemara, that the Machlekes is there. The Pemosha and the Rashmi Salul learns that way. Marfulda seems to learn a little bit different of what the Machlekes would be, and we can go ahead according to the Shita now. In the Braisa, you see that there is a Machlekes Tanoyim. Marfulda comes along and tells us that they're arguing in Rav Yehuda. Mashma that that we can go even further than that. Rav Yishmael and Tzava Aturi Amna Davishen is all considered part of Eretz Yisrael. It's considered therefore that you can move, but further than that you cannot move. That would be the way that he learns. The Marfulta seems to learn a little bit different. That the Gemara is talking about any Tana, that maybe those Tana would disagree, but even Sur itself you can agree. But the Pashas of Nemosha is the way we set it over, that it does not apply to our Mishnah. Okay, so at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Vayta, Tanu Milut in a Braisa, Peiros Aretz, Sheyotzo Chutz La'aretz. Gemara says, Peiros Aretz, fruit of the land that was removed to Chutz La'aretz, Mesabe Makoma. You can go ahead and do beer in a place. When the time of beer comes, you can be Mesabe and eat it in a place. The Rav Shimon. Shimon, Lazar Amen, Mavin Eretz, Mavar. You can go ahead and bring them back there. You have to bring back there to Israel. And burn it, but do beer there. The Ksiv, has to be in your Artsukh, in your land. That's where you go ahead to do beer. You can't do it Chutz La'aretz. So we have a Machlokes Tanoim. Shimon says, wherever you be Arme Kaiman, that if you go away, you took it outside, you have to go in the Zman beer came. You can do beer wherever you want Chutz La'aretz, that's where you do beer. And then talking about, but the Rav Shimon Elezer says, no, based upon the Pasik, but Artsukh has to be Dafkin Eretz Yisrael and not the Chutz La'aretz. Rav Yaakov, Hayu Rebbe, Imi Kahan Tehani Kamayim. Rebbe Paskin, according to the first sheet of the Brisa, Rav Shimon Shita, you can even do it Makoma, Lakula to be Makel, and allow it to even do Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to come along and back and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. He allowed a Kula to be able to go and do so even in Chutzlaret b'mkoman, the Mimekel, you don't have to go bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. If you took it out of Chutzlaret, you're not mechuyev to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. And you pass on the kula. So at the Gemara, Amrav Hilai, this kula bevachi yavir mimakom lamakom. That's only where you go in. You don't bring it in from place to place. In other words, wherever the beer comes in, that's where you have to bring it in. You can't go take it from one place in the Kotzot to another place in the Kotzot. That to where you can't. That you can't do. Wherever, as soon as the chi of a beer came, that's where you have to do it. You can't delay it and bring it from one place to another place. That is the way Rav Fulda learns the Gemara. Wherever you heard that, that's where you have to go be. That's the kula. The kula is not any further than that. It can't be make a b'dievet from there. You can't go away and take it to a different place and to move it. Even Rebbe would say that would be considered usur. That would never be allowed to move it. There would be no differences if you're moving it from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. The same halacha would apply. That would be considered also. That's the way the Mafuda learns. That's the way Rav Chaim Kanevsky learns the Gemara. That it would be us, b'dieved, to move it. Even b'dieved would be us to move it to another place, like a peddler going from place to place. That would be considered us to do. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, halacha would be that you let it go bring a truma from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. And he says, from Surah, again, the same thing Rabbi says over here, you can't bring it up from Eretz Yisrael, but you can't bring it to Surah, you can't allow you more. Fake the Gemara Kasha. We looked at the Mishnah. Looked at the Mishnah. Masechus Chala Ariston Hevi Bikurim Me'apamya. We learned that a certain individual named Ariston brought his Bikurim from to Yerushalayim from the city of Apamya, which is in Assyria. That he brought it from there, even from Assyria. So the Gemara the Kibbutz Mimin, and they were Makabla from him. They were Makabla, just like Chachamim say that you could separate Truma and Maisus in from Assyria. So they allowed Bikurim from Assyria as well, and the Chachamim allowed you to do. They Makabla it from him. For Yavi Truma, and if a red and person went ahead from Syria and brought Truma, they should be allowed to bring Truma as well? Well, from Eretz Yisrael. So the call question is, why did Tanakama of Mishnah say it's Usur? If he allowed you to bring Bikurim from there, be allowed you, Chachamim allowed you, so it should allow you to bring Truma as well. Why did the Tanakama of the Mishnah say that Truma is Usur? So what's the difference between Bikurim and Truma? Should the same Chum, the same thing should apply as well? What's the nafkamina between the two of them? It should be the same halacha. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yoshi to explain Bikurim Bachroyos Bailim. Bikurim is the achrayus of the Bailim, the responsibility, and therefore, if it's a responsibility of the Bailim, Mamela, therefore they have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and therefore they. But Truma is not the achrayus of the Balabatim. It's not the achrayus of the It's not a the Truma is not that is given to the Kohen. It's not under the owner's responsibility to bring it to Eretz Yisrael." It's not up to the judge. The Kohana's job is to go get it, to get it from the base grottos. Not to Omekin. If you say such a loka, that's true, then they're going to run afterwards. They're going to run afterwards to get it. And therefore, we don't want them to go and get the Truma in Chutz Laaretz. And that's why we didn't allow them by that. But Bikurim is different. It's not up to the Kohanim. It's up to the owners to bring it. They don't have to worry about the Kohanim running after it to get it. It's not up to them. It's not their din. And therefore, we don't have to worry about that, and that's why Bikurim is allowed. It says the Rabbi Fulda explained, Bikurim tzricha and abaylam lavi in Yerushalayim. Bikurim, it's on the owners to bring in, therefore, yefshel lechalka, because you can't give it out in Chutz Laaretz. Therefore, you have to bring it in. But Truma, it's not up to them to bring it. It's up to the Kohanim to go get it. And therefore, for faith, the Kohanim are going to run to get the Truma. If it's in Chutz Laaretz, they're going to run to Chutz Laaretz to get it. They run after the Truma. They'll become Tomek, because Thomas Amin. Therefore, we're afraid of that. Therefore, the Rabbi Chachamim didn't allow. That's why the Tanakhama made a difference between Bikurim and Truma. Bikurim is on the Balabalim, and therefore we accepted it from them, even from Chutz Laaretz. But the Rabbanim were chayshit that the Kohanim are going to run after it. It's become Tomei if they run after the Truma to get it in Chutz Laaretz, because if it's not on the Balabalim to bring, and therefore we're afraid they're going to become a Tomei, and therefore they did not allow them to do said. That's what is the nafkamina that the Tanakhama did not allow Truma to be born from Chutz Laaretz and say it's considered Usur. That's the nafkamina between the two. Hadron Allah. That we had in Allah, Perek Shlosh Asrotos, and we'll continue with the new Perek tomorrow.